listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast episode 12. I'm Mimi Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner about the best way to renew color on outdoor concrete and pool decks. Hey everybody, Amy Nolan here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. A customer recently wrote in and said, "My stamped concrete looked great when it was first installed, but now the color is faded and the finish is dull. What can I do to restore the color again?" We get this question a lot. Stamped or textured concrete is often integrally colored with contrasting color accents and sealed. Over time, especially if the concrete goes unsealed for a significant period of time, concrete loses some of its topical color once the sealer begins to break down. Shauna Turner joins us to talk about how to make stamped concrete look new again. Welcome, Shauna. What would you recommend for exterior decorative concrete that hasn't been sealed for several years?
First, I would see what the concrete color looks like when it's wet. If the color is satisfactory when the concrete is wet, you most likely only need to reseal the concrete using a quality sealer. Most acrylic sealers last between 2 to 3 years, depending on the climate, before recoating is needed. It's important to know what kind of sealer was originally used, if possible. To avoid undesirable chemical reactions, solvent-based sealers should be resealed using solvent-based sealer, and the same for the water-based products. Something else to keep in mind is that if your concrete happened to be sealed with a polyurethane, the surface must be scuffed or abraded before another coat of polyurethane can be applied. If you attempt to recoat without sanding first, the new sealer will peel right off the concrete. No fun for sure. Now, if you still think the color isn't right, even when it's wet, then our liquid-colored antique concrete stain is the product for you. We have formulated this product in response to customer demand for a stain that would renew stamped and textured concrete even if it had been previously sealed. This is quite unusual in the market for sure. The color flows into the lowest parts of the stamp impression, adding kind of natural looking highlights to the concrete. Our stain can also be used on smooth or broomed concrete for a sort of a rich, more solid color appearance. I've used the antiquing several times on my own outdoor concrete at home. I love it. It's easy to use and maintain. It's really my favorite product that we carry here.
How do you apply the stain, and which sealer would you typically use for outdoor concrete?
While we do offer individual samples and sample kits for testing or smaller projects, that would be more generally applied with a foam brush. Liquid colored antique for larger projects is always sprayed from a fence and deck sprayer. I personally prefer and use the Ace Hardware True Value deck sprayer for my own projects. The key to success with this product is to shake it very, very well before pouring from the container, and to shake it periodically during the application just to make sure that the product remains in solution at all times. Overall, the application itself is very straightforward. Spray even, saturating coats onto the concrete until the desired color is achieved. As for the best sealer for this product, I always use the sprayable satin finish sealer on my outdoor concrete, and I recommend it to my customers for that reason. It works great in conjunction with the concrete stain, and it's a safe, non-slip choice for most patios and pool decks.
So why are you such a fan of this product?
Most of all, I appreciate how easy the product is to use, and beyond the initial surface prep, how quickly I can finish a project using the stain. Once the concrete is clean and dry, you simply spray the product down and allow 6 to 8 hours dry time before sealing. There's no additional cleaning or rinsing in between. Really a joy to work with, because especially when you really need to get something done quickly. I love the color options too. Sometimes I combine colors or use multiple colors or both. It's really a very flexible, user-friendly material.
Are there any projects that might require a little closer scrutiny before applying the antique concealer?
Yes, concrete stamped and accented with powdered release at the time of installation can sometimes become a problem a few years down the line, especially if it's left unsealed for a while. The powdered release, usually darker than the concrete itself, flakes away, leaving an unsightly speckled pattern behind. Unfortunately, repairing the damage using the antique stain is sometimes only a temporary fix, and the problem often continues. So what can be done? Well, first, power wash the concrete to remove any loose colorant as much as possible before proceeding. Sand those areas where significant color loss has occurred to prevent more damage, and apply the liquid colored antique to the dry, clean concrete. Properly preparing the concrete prior to application and sealing well with a high-quality sealer will reduce the chance of further damage.
Thank you, Shauna, for joining us today and for the helpful DIY tips. Check out our blog for more information about outdoor concrete projects featuring liquid colored antique. If you have a specific project you'd like advice on, give us a call at 877-255-2656 to speak directly to a technician or complete a free online design consultation, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter @directcolors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Mimi Nolan. Thanks for joining us.